From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Fun, fun, fun. It could be the alternate motto for Austin, but it's the name for one of the most diverse music festivals in our town. Fun, Fun, Fun hits Auditorium Shores and Butler Park next weekend, and today on the program, we'll hear exclusive live recordings from performers like Alt-J, Dana Falconberry, First Aid Kit, whole bunch more. Plus, we're going to talk to festival co-organizer Graham Williams. He'll give us his top picks and gives Judas Priest a briefcase of rattlesnake skin. We'll explain in a bit. Also, Mike Doty is in our Studio 1A playing songs from his new solo album and telling us about his favorite poets.
Wow, am I really this pretentious? Am I really that guy?
It's a very unpretentious hour as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Judas Priest, Nas, Neutral Milk Hotel, just some of the acts that will be rubbing shoulders at Fun 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 Fest next weekend. We'll give you a sneak peek today with a mix of local and national artists who'll be bringing the Fun Fun Fun. In a moment, Austin's Goodfield, Austin's Dana Falconberry, and from North Africa to Narowin. But we start with our favorite Americana duo from Sweden, First Aid Kit, a couple of sisters who cite Johnny Cash and Graham Parsons as some of their biggest influences. They visited with us a couple years back at the Four Seasons during the Austin City Limits Music Festival and did this exclusive live version of Wolf. This is First Aid Kit.
Hey, yeah. Ooh. It's not words or actions, it's my thoughts of telling you I'm leaving. These dreams, they were mine. These dreams, they
This is the Austin Music Experience program, and today we're featuring a slew of artists who are playing next weekend at Fun 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 Fest. We just heard the Austin band Goodfield, former members of Voxtrot and Brazos, recorded in Studio 1A last year with a song called These Dreams. You'll find them at the Fun Fest, as I like to shorten it, as you also will find First Aid Kit. The song was Wolf, recorded at the Four Seasons for Austin City Limits in 2012. They're from Sweden, but they play sweet Americana. A sweet woman named Dana Falconberry was a recent guest in our studios. Her latest single, Palmless, was produced by Jim Eno and had a lot of electronics. This version's a little bit different. Dana is backed by a full band. At Fun 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 Fest next weekend, Austin's Dana Falconberry recorded live in Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience. Thank you. One of the coolest bands on the planet is Tanarawan. That's who you've been listening to, and the song Tenere Sastanakan. They're from Tuareg in northern Africa, deep in the Sahara Desert, and we caught them at the Four Seasons this year during South by Southwest. You hear some traditional melodies in there, but strains of Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin as well. Tanarawan, part of Fun 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 Fest next weekend down at Auditorium Shores in Butler Park, as is Dana Falconberry. We gave you a Studio 1A recording of Palmless. As I mentioned, she put that out as a single on Jim Eno's Public Hi-Fi label earlier this year. And this is a different version, a band version is what we played for you. The single itself is more electronic. In a moment, Alt-J, Angel Olsen, and Mike Doty in Studio 1A. Plus, co-organizer Graham Williams previews some of the stages out at Fun 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 Fest as the Austin Music Experience continues. Stay with us. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas music history, we'll visit a nightclub where a Texas icon was born. The Vulcan Gas Company, Austin's first psychedelic nightclub, opened on October 27, 1967. The club soon attracted the attention of local police because of its psychedelic decor and its tendency to attract a young, pot-smoking crowd. Despite such controversy, the Vulcan Gas Company hosted a variety of prominent artists, including ZZ Top, Big Mama Thornton, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Just before it closed in 1970, the owners renamed the venue the Armadillo Gas Company, and they included images of armadillos on its flyers and posters. Although the club itself folded, the Armadillo became a Texas icon after the owners opened a new venue nearby in South Austin, the soon-to-be legendary Armadillo World Headquarters. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll remember an artist who worked with comedians, snakes, and some of the biggest names in jazz. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin Music News, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. If you're a Texas college student hoping to further your education or just a fan of pop music, next semester you can take an entire course in Beyoncé. The University of Texas at Austin is offering a Queen Bey-themed class in its Spring 2016 catalog. The course's curriculum will actually focus on another pop star as well. According to one write-up, the class titled Beyoncé Feminism, Rihanna Womanism will look at how these women express various aspects of black feminism. The course is mid-mornings on Tuesdays and Thursdays and counts as a global studies requirement, and at the time of this report, is still open. Remember the Alamo? Well, Phil Collins certainly has. The British music icon has spent two decades building up what may be the largest private collection of Alamo artifacts ever. And this week, Collins returned his collection to the Alamo. Collins says his fascination with the Alamo began as a kid watching a TV miniseries about the Alamo called Davy Crockett. His collection was boxed up and removed from his Switzerland home this week and donated to the Alamo in San Antonio, where it will now live across the street at the Gallagher House. Head to the internet to see Collins, who's in the Lone Star State, assisting in unloading the items. West Texas and Houston's Ryan Bingham has announced the release of his new album, Fear and Saturday Night. Most of the record was recorded live with a brand new band. But according to Rolling Stone, Bingham went off into the California mountains in an Airstream trailer to write the songs, living without electricity and a cell phone to foster inspiration. His album is out on January 20th. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt. My bluebird has everything I need.
I'm Jody Denberg. Speaking of Ryan Bingham, later on in the program we'll have former Black Crowes guitarist Mark Ford. He's produced a couple of Ryan Bingham's records himself. But first, we continue previewing Fun 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 Fest, which returns to Auditorium Shores and Butler Park next weekend. And playing the fest will be local one-man band Scott H. Byram. This recording was done 5 years ago in Studio 1A from our archives. Indeed, this is Time Flies.
Time flies when you're going down slow. On your way, boy, this ain't your home. On your way and you'll soon be there. Time flies when you got such a long way to go. Friends will cry, honey, when you're gone. Some will cry and others will moan. Bow their heads while they clasp their hands. On your way, get you gone, travel on, promised land. Well, I write the name backwards in the dirt so you can read it from the other side. The wind blowing on the hill, your last breath is coming this way. I ride a lovey in the sand, so I'm with you when God turns the tide. Now don't you worry, sugar baby, honey baby, don't you ever be afraid. Oh, say, time flies when you're going down slow. On your way, boy, this ain't your home. On your way and you'll soon be there. Time flies when you got such a long way to go. Still long away. Friends will cry, honey, when you're gone. Some will cry and others will moan. Bow their heads while they clasp their hands. On your way, get you gone, travel on promised land. Some are calling you from up on high. It's time to go, now bye-bye, you bye. Don't you worry, don't you ever ask why. Time flies, baby, time flies, hey. Time flies when you're going down slow. On your way, boy, this ain't your home. On your way and you'll soon be there. Time flies when you got such a long way to go. Such a long way. I write your name backwards in the dirt so you can read it from the other side. The wind blowing on the hill, your last breath is coming this way. I write a love you in the sand, so I'm with you when God turns the tide. Well, don't you worry, sugar baby, honey baby, don't you ever be afraid. Oh, say, time flies when you're going down slow. On your way, boy, this ain't your home. On your way and you'll soon be there. Time flies when you got such a long way to go. Such a long way to go. Hey, hey, yeah.
You're gone, you're gone. You're with me, but you're gone. The feeling so strong is now an old forgotten song that you don't sing so high or wide. You don't sing so high or wide. You're here, but your spirit's disappeared off to some place that I don't know. Some demon thing has squashed your soul and I don't recognize you. I wish that this could turn our pain to bliss and we could put our fears aside and learn to laugh and be alive and let our bodies be revived. But you can say that you love me. What am I supposed to think that's the truth? Look me in. nothing more to say. Oh, if only I had nothing more to say.
That was Angel Olsen and the song High and Wild. That was from an album that came out earlier this year, Burn Your Fire for No Witness. Great title. The version you just heard was recorded live in Studio 1A in 2014. Angel comes from Missouri. She did some time as a backing singer with Bonnie Prince Billy's band in Chicago and is now based in North Carolina, but coming to Austin next weekend for Fun 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 Fest. Scott H. Byram doesn't have far to go to play the fest. He's an Austinite. And the track we featured was Time Flies, another exclusive live recording, that one from 2009. Before Alt-J won a Mercury Prize and put out their great new record, This Is All Yours, they came to Studio 1A in 2012 and did this version of Tessellate on the Austin Music Experience, the Fun 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 Fest preview show.
You're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart's here as I beat, and all your friends gone sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points where two lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. My love is really till morning. Desolate.
Alt-J, an exclusive live recording of a song that was on their debut, An Awesome Wave. The song is called Tessellate. I must confess, I had to look that up in the dictionary and found out exactly what it is. It has something to do with tile, and I'll let you look it up to find out the rest, but I will tell you that Alt-J plays Fun 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 Fest next weekend at Auditorium Shores in Butler Park. You know, Fun Fest started out as a way to deal with too much good music in Austin. Co-founder Graham Williams wanted to book some touring bands one weekend. I think this was back at the end of 2006, but all the clubs in town were filled up. So he started a festival that's now in its ninth year. Fun Fest, the only genre-based festival in the United States. Each stage focuses on either, well, one stage is hip-hop, there's an electronica stage, punk, metal, indie rock, there's even a comedy stage. After Fun Fest released this year's lineup, I talked with Williams about who he's looking forward to seeing and how they managed to coax Judas Priest out of retirement. Well, let's talk about the individual stages for a moment. I think we all have our favorites coming to those stages, and I was wondering about yours. The orange stage. I'm especially excited about Yo La Tengo. Who are you especially excited about?
On that stage?
Yeah.
That's tough. That stage is really stacked this year. I mean, there's great older bands that are playing, like Nutrimilk Hotel, and younger bands like Alt-J and First Aid Kit. There's a lot of cool kind of up-and-coming indie acts that I think I'm excited about on that stage, like Courtney Barnett from Australia.
Sleeping late, another day. Oh, what a wonder. Oh, what a waste. It's a Monday. It's so mundane. What exciting things will happen today?
Classics like Dinosaur Jr. playing, and It's tough on that one. That bill's pretty stacked. I mean, another one from Sun Till Moon, who never really plays, to a lot of cool new acts like Angel Olsen and Sam Fermin. So across the board, I'm definitely going to be spending a lot of time in that area.
The Blue Stage. Nas, Gary Numan, what are some of your favorites on the Blue Stage?
Yeah, Nas, I mean, Illmatic's easily top five best hip-hop records ever, I would say, and a few people would argue that. I'm really excited about that. I got to see him do it at Coachella earlier this year, and it was amazing.
I sit the dumb peak watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. The whole of mic, I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable, smooth ish that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip-hop.
There's also a lot of really cool up-and-coming acts. Thundercat, this really cool bass virtuoso, who's on tour with Flying Lotus, who's also playing. That'll be great. Gary Numan will be really cool. I got to see him at South By, and it was a really great show. I can't believe his age, because he looks like he's half his age for sure, and performs like it as well.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars.
And the Black Stage this year at Fun Fest will feature Judas Priest. How did that happen? I thought they weren't even touring much anymore.
Yeah, I mean, their last tour a couple of years back, they had basically said that they weren't going to, that was going to be it. I think Rob Halford was having back surgery, and it was kind of random. I mean, when we're sort of looking for that one wow act that stands out each year, we try and come up with someone. We'll look through like websites and booking agents' rosters and just see who there is, if it gives us any ideas. And, oddly enough, the same booking agent who we did the Run DMC reunion through had Judas Priest on his roster. So I emailed him and said, hey, I'm 90% sure I know the answer, but Judas Priest obviously isn't touring anymore, but I noticed they're still on your roster. Just thought I'd ask just in case. And he's like, man, your timing is incredible, because I literally just had a meeting with their management in Vegas yesterday, and they are actually working on a new record. It's going to come out this year, and they want to do a fall run to support the record in October and November in the States. We sent like a care package to kind of explain what Fum 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 was all about and show that it was something unique and funny. We literally sent them, I think, like a briefcase filled with like a bunch of really funny Texas stuff and rattlesnake skins and just, you know, kind of quirky Fum Fum Fun Fest kind of stuff, and they seem to really like it. And apparently Slayer put in a good word for us too, because they've had the festival twice now, and their management and their friends, and they let them know it was a really cool event and something they could get behind.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law.
For artists like Judas Priest, who are a lot older, who are used to either just playing their own bills or straight metal fests, to play something like this that's a little different, you know, they've got to take somewhat of a leap of faith and do something they haven't done before. But I think more and more artists of that era are realizing that there's a whole new market of younger people and kind of a hipper press world that, you know, wants to write about them and wants to see them, that they can play to. And being involved in that can only help, you know, especially if you have a new record out. So I think it's good for both of us.
Transmission Events is the organization that's putting on Fun 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 Fest, and your motto, proudly serving as defenders of good times since 2006. I'm sure we'll talk soon, Graham. Thank you for your time today, and thanks for everything.
Sounds great. Talk to you soon.
Take care, man.
Trying to say you'll listen to us anyway. All of this is just for fun. We ain't out to hurt no one. Fun, 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 that's what we say. Fun, 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 that's what we play.
It's not the Beach Boys Fun 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 Fest gets its name from. It's Austin punk legends The Big Boys, who you just heard. We'll be having Fun 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 next weekend at Auditorium Shores and Butler Park. Coming up, we're going to sit down with former Black Crowes guitarist Mark Ford and former Soul Coughing frontman Mike Doty as the Austin Music Experience continues. We'll be right back. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Some wonderful exclusive Studio 1A performances for you to close the show. Just a couple weeks ago, we had Mark Ford, who's best known for his stint in the Black Crowes in Studio 1A. He's also worked closely with Ben Harper and Booker T of Booker T and the MGs. In his current band, he's got his son Elijah Ford with him. And you may know Mark produced a couple of Ryan Bingham records as well. This one's from his current record. It's a song called Badge of Dissension, recorded live in Studio 1A and for you on the Austin Music Experience.
Surrounds me like an old dirty coat. I welcome it home, 'cause it helps me to float past the windows of kindness to an old dirty joke that I learned from a long lost friend. It holds me in comfort for a while, and then I sing to a place where it hurts me to bend. And then I cry out to God, won't you take this away once again? I feel like a fool for the things that I've done. I blame it on you, 'cause I can't be. The one who's taking
Mark Ford, who's best known as an electric guitarist, but on that song played acoustic while his son played the electric, the song Badge of Dissension from the former Black Crowes guitarist. His current album is Holy Ghost. Mark Ford in Studio 1A recently, as was Mike Doty. Mike, you know from his soul coughing days. Great new song from a great new record. The song is called Light Will Keep Your Heart Beating in the Future, an exclusive Studio 1A performance from Mike Doty, the Austin Music Experience.
Andrew Scrap Livingston on the cello over here.
I was in many minds. I was in an airport bookstore. I waited for many moons. Left the suitcase on the fourth floor. Enormous balloons, a gold choker made out of spoons. Eating super sugar crisps. I was getting used to this well. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Keep your heart beating, keep your heart, keep your heart beating, keep your heart beating in the future. There was a lot of them. There was a bloody fight next door. There was a crack stump. There was a ghoul on the misty moor. City bus, a ketamine, Lucy Lawless magazine, a database. Lucky charm, out of space, smoke alarm. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Keep your heart beating, keep your heart, keep your heart beating, keep your heart beating in the beating in the keep your heart beating in the beating in the future. Overlap, overleaf, shoulder strap, fire chief, port swing, muddy lace, the purple wine, freckle face, heavy hand, closed door, concert band, North Shore, fire line, margarine, rotten lime, mandarin. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the keep your heart beating, keep your heart beating in the beating in the keep your heart beating in the beating in the future.
Thank you.
Mike Doty recorded live in Studio 1A just a couple weeks back. Mike was on top of the world in the 90s with his New York band Soul Coughing. Then he hit drug addiction and a toxic relationship within his band. Both caused him to quit in 2000. He chronicled that period of his life in a book that came out in 2012. It's actually called The Book of Drugs. He's also built up an acclaimed solo career. He's played for much of the year in intimate venues all around the world, including our own Cactus Cafe. KUTX's Trina Quinn talked with Doty about the new album, which is called Stellar Motel, and about choosing crowdfunding instead of a record label.
It's nice, you know, the people listening feel like they're a part of the team. They feel involved in the creation of the art. They feel like, you know, they have a stake. You know, it's great. I mean, other than just simply the financial aspect of getting a budget, it's really kind of galvanizing and great to have that kind of involvement from people that are digging the tunes.
I think it's a great way to, well, make money for sure, to do your art. And I think it's interesting when artists like yourself, who, you know, have been around and have made your mark, that you come back to this business plan, this business mm-hmm. model, which kind of cuts out, I would imagine, a little bit of the
BS that's involved in the music industry.
You can't cut it out entirely. There's weird parts of every job, but you know, but it's been great, and you are correct. It is the old style.
Yeah. So the new album, Stellar Motel, you want to pick that up? You know, I've always been a fan of your lyrics. There's always such a wonderful cadence to your lyrics, and I read that you studied poetry at the New School.
Yeah, I studied with a guy named Sekou Sundiata, tremendous poet, amazing guy, changed my life. Absolutely.
And it's still of an interest to you. Like you'll just curl up with a cup of coffee on a big fluffy chair and read some poetry by the fire.
It's kind of weird, but my favorite books are books of poetry. And somebody threw some Facebook list around. We're supposed to list your favorite books. And my book was like, my list was like Borges and Alan Dugan and Louise Gluck. And I was like, wow, am I really this pretentious? Am I really that guy?
Stellar Motel is the new album. So we're going to hear another tune. Thank you.
The 1/16th of this was written with Roseanne Cash.
These are your friends. 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 But hey, do you wanna go out? Or do you wanna burn? Knock the chumps down. The mystery, hold them in your hands. These are your friends. 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 But hey, let's bump around. Let's break it down and puzzle it out. But hey, do you wanna get weird like a fame alloy, like a sucker seed? Change a crime, is change a crime. Is change a crime, is change a crime. Is it a crime to change? Is it a crime to change? These are your friends. 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 Is change a crime? Is change a crime? Is change a crime? Is change a crime? Is it a crime to change? Is it a crime to change?
The Austin Music Experience program with Mike Doty and a live performance of These Are Your Friends. I love how at the beginning of the song he says that Roseanne Cash wrote 1/16th of the song with him. Thanks, Mike, for giving credit where credit is due. And thanks to you for tuning in. You can find video of live performances and all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at KUTX.org. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.